We're talking with Tim Burek of Arlington, Iowa, chairman of the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Tim, the USDA released their June 1st acreage estimates today, and a bit of a surprise on that corn acreage estimate nationwide. And we noted that Iowa had the largest decrease in corn acres compared to 2009 of any state. So what do you think of the report?
Well, I have to admit that I was a little surprised at the volume of acres that dropped. I'm not surprised that we had a decrease in acres due to the wet weather, but, you know, in southeast Iowa and southern Iowa, there are a lot of unplanted acres, period. As a result, you know, I'm sure that's why those numbers came in. If you look at the states last year, from last year, like Illinois, their acres are up substantially because they experienced the wet weather last year that held it back.
So you have no reason to doubt that that number is correct?
Well, you know, everyone has reason to doubt USDA numbers, except you usually cost you money when you do. So as of this time, yes, we'll stick with the numbers. They are the official register, and they've got quite a system of scouting. So I think it's probably pretty close.
Now, of course, those numbers were collected in late May for a June 1st report. June was a pretty strange month weather-wise for a lot of areas of the country, so things could be changing already.
Yeah, they could have, but I'm not sure, you know, that there would have been many more acres of corn planted. I know we had people at the meetings we've just attended the last 2 days that left a day early so they could go home and plant their first crop of beans. So that they're from southeast Iowa, so we know that, you know, there's acres that have not been planted. So maybe there'll be a few more bean acres before it's over.
Now, in your own place, Tim, in northeast Iowa, how did you end up as far as your mix of corn and beans?
Well, the crops look good, not great. 2 weeks ago, I would have told you great. But we came subject to the water just like everyone else across Iowa now in the Midwest. And just this past weekend, I had 4.5 inches on top of totally saturated soil. So now the wet spots and again the yellowing, etc. It's pulling down the top yields. But compared to other areas, I'm very fortunate.
I know there's been talk about nitrogen loss in the corn and concerns there. Have you done anything to try to correct that?
Well, there has definitely been nitrogen loss. It can't be avoided when you get all this water. My personal position is that I split apply nitrogen, so I put half of it on before I plant, and then I side dressed the other half. And that was quite a story in itself, trying to get that nitrogen on. But I only had 60 acres where I never really got that second application applied. So that's what I've tried to do to address the issue, but that was my plan anyway.
But you're saying, as far as your own situation, the crops are looking in the good category.
Yeah, they're good. And I think, you know, now, of course, once again, Ken, it depends on what goes on from here on out. If we have normal rainfall with normal temperatures, I think we'll have a very good crop. Not the potential we had 2 weeks ago, but a very good one. If it gets dry and gets really warm, then it's look out ahead.
Now, you're having board meetings this week there. Any new developments as far as the Iowa Corn Promotion Board is concerned?
No, there's nothing new. All of the programs that we have in place, we're, you know, continuing to monitor. And we're winding down our year. So we just completed the Iowa Corn Indy 250 race 2 weeks ago, and that was really a great success in terms of the partnership that Iowa Corn has with Pioneer and with the Newton race and the Indy Racing League. And it was the best actual race ever out of the last four, and our ability to get that ethanol message out, you know, across the country looked like we were relatively successful on that. We got a lot of media coverage, and we're real pleased with that. So that's, I don't know if it's new, but that's been the latest focus.
Going forward into the next year, are you looking at anything new as far as programs or changes?
Not at this time. We, you know, we've got one more year of a contract with the to do the race and do the ethanol that way. And in-state, we've got our what we call our game day promotions, where we work with the major universities in the state and promote corn and the corn industry along with the athletics. And that's been an extremely successful program, and we're continuing there. So we're working on making those better.
Well, thanks for the report, Tim. Tim Burrick of Arlington, Iowa, chair of the Iowa Corn Promotion Board.